don't worry about the negative people things say. Don't let people judge you. Just tune everything out and don't try to let people join in the conflict.
Welcome to the Telling It Our Way podcast. I'm Allie.
And I'm Becca.
In this podcast, we bring you stories by disabled people about disabled people. Stories from the daily lives of self-advocates with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
These are real people with complicated lives. They don't want your pity and they don't exist to inspire you.
This is not inspiration porn.
Hey, Allie. I can't believe it. We've made it through another whole season of Telling It Our Way.
We have. And we mixed it up a little this season with some episodes that were just single storytellers. We tackled new themes like reproductive justice and adoption and having a guest co-host with one of our advisory board members and seasoned storytellers, Jarita Fox.
Oh my gosh, Jarita and I had so much fun when she co-hosted.
It was really fun to listen to you guys.
Plus, we got to work with our very first intern, Ava Gottschalk.
Ava was so fun. She was willing to take on every task and even got us a little bit more active on social media, which thank God.
Yeah. And if you go back and listen to our episode on bringing storytelling to the public, you can see all of the work that Ava did for us over the season, as well as hear an interview from her about her experiences.
But we can't just spend all our time, Becca, reminiscing because that might get a little dull for our listeners. And per a tradition we started in season one, for our final episode of the season, we are bringing all of our storytellers back, and this time they're going to share with us advice they have for other self-advocates and really for all of us for living our best lives.
Yeah, so every time we bring a storyteller into the studio to record their story, we ask each person to end that time by sharing a piece of advice for our listeners. And so now we're going to hear all that advice. So by the end of today's episode, you should be set to live the perfect life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's all it takes.
First up, we have Eric and Yaya, who are from our very first episode of this season. If you'll remember, both are writers. Eric wrote a musical and Yaya several books. And then after you hear from Eric and Yaya, you'll hear from Em, who shared her story of pregnancy and adoption. What advice do you have for all of our listeners to help them to live their best lives?
I would like them to see how happy we really are, because it's kind of like we are born this way and we have a happy lives that we have.
I want everybody to love their lives, always reach for the stars and follow their dreams come true.
Do what makes you happy. Don't let anything hold you back.
Perfect. Yeah.
That just about sums it up.
Yeah.
What I love about hearing from Eric, Yaya, and Em is that their advice is pretty straightforward. The idea that our lives are good and we don't need to overthink everything.
Yeah, that's right. Just focus on doing what you love.
Up next, we have Matthew and Phyllis, who both talked about different ways to connect and build community through a public bus and through online hangouts during the pandemic. And we also have Tom, who told us a really powerful story about the complications of living on public benefits. And Eric and Kai, who shared with us some of the problems of low expectations for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
So let's listen to what advice they have for living their best lives.
Don't worry about the negative people things say. Don't let people judge you. Just tune everything out and don't try to let people join in the conflict. And stay out of the whole drama mess. If your name gets dropped, you know you're not involved, just ignore it.
That's great advice.
Yeah, I like that. Just rise above.
Rise above the drama mess.
Absolutely.
Use them if you have to and just keep letting everybody grow and do things like we've been doing. Like after the eclipse, I was just so happy. Everybody's able to do stuff. Get out. Because before we weren't able to go anywhere.
My mom gave me this advice and it's been the best piece of advice I've gotten in my entire life. Don't be afraid to fail, but also don't be afraid to climb higher either. Find a middle ground that suits you, and if you can get off of benefits, that's great. If you need assistance and you do your best, that's also okay. It's not wrong to find a middle ground if that's where your life leads you.
What advice would I give? Well, this, because nobody asked me this, I haven't had to answer this in so many years, so I'm trying to use my words wisely. I would say just try to do your best. Whatever your best is, just try. It doesn't mean that if you gave it your all, that you're a bad person if you fail, but at least you tried. Try to show people something that they don't know about you in a positive way, not in a negative.
Yeah, I like that. I like the idea that your best and my best might look different, right? And that the outcomes might look different. I think that's really good advice.
Right.
My best advice would be do what you can and don't let others dictate what you can or can't do.
I love that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Thank you, Kai. Is there anything else that you want to add?
Honestly, the best thing I could probably also suggest would be learn to be better at what you can do. Try to expand your horizons and always try to improve upon your own skills.
Do you have an example of how you're doing that? Is there anything that you're working on right now, kind of learning or trying to grow at?
Well, aside from working in a actual production facility, which I honestly did not think I would ever actually be able to do, I actually was never able to properly communicate with other people. Literally, I was an antisocial and sometimes even quiet person growing up. Literally, every time I kept on to myself, I felt like nobody would ever notice me and I wouldn't actually get into any trouble or anything like that. But now, I've basically improved my communication skills, talking to people, giving them advices, telling them certain things, just opening up.
I really love what Eric said there about how all of our bests might look different. And Kai's advice about how you can always continue to improve and build on your skills, that really resonates with me.
Right. And no matter what those skills are, for Kai, they were communication. What speaks to me about so much of this advice from our storytellers is that it is all about stressing autonomy and focusing on how you feel and not what others think.
And who wouldn't benefit from Matthew's advice about ignoring, rising above, and getting beyond all that drama mess?
Next up, we're going to hear from Darius and Nick, who shared stories about their dreams for the future. Then we'll hear from Heidi and Allison, who share their experiences with complex medical conditions and how they were able to build confidence through those conditions. Let's see what advice they have.
One day I want to talk to a Congress and write a letter and tell them how I feel on each side.
So is that advice that you're giving to everybody else, too? Or do you have other advice for how our audience can live their best lives, too?
For everybody.
So
everyone should write their congressman and speak in Congress for what they believe in?
Yes.
I like that. I think that's great advice.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Be yourself and, you know, do what you have to do in life. You know, don't make bad choices. Stay away from drugs. Don't smoke. Don't drink. And it was a random man. Goody-do, shoes. You don't drink, you don't smoke. What do you do? Like my mom, for example, because she's a goody-do shoes. Aren't you, Ma?
Blowing up your spot over there.
Yes, I am.
Oh, man. That was great.
I think that's good advice, though. Is there anything else that you want to add?
Yeah, and also, stay sober.
If you're coming across somebody with a disability or anybody that has had a stroke, don't be afraid to do the therapy because it's out there to help you. get stronger. I had to go through several months of neurotherapy, which I never knew what that was before, but it's more intense than your traditional physical therapy.
So stick with the therapies.
Yeah.
Even if it gets hard and intense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Or try the things that sound uncomfortable or sound difficult when, you know, you never know what's going to help.
Yeah, because when I had my hip replacement, I had so much nerve damage. And I was totally discouraged because I saw these patients that were recovering much faster than I was. And I said to the therapist, I says, well, I see them getting in on and off the mat really fast. Why can't I do that? And she says, because you had a hip replacement that they had to go in there and refix everything. So they said, don't be discouraged. Yeah. You're doing fine.
I was just going to say, it's important advice to not compare yourself to what other people are going through because you don't know what their body minds are doing in comparison to yours.
Right. Well, that's why this question was kind of hard, because everybody has their own experiences.
Keep pushing. Keep doing your best.
I think Heidi really said something important there about how hard it is to give advice that would fit everybody, even though that is exactly what we asked all these contributors to do.
I know. Heidi really called us out on that one. And sometimes advice can be really short and sweet. As Allison says, keep pushing. Next, we're going to bring you back our final storytellers, beginning with Cass and a short interview you did, Becca, following the recording of her story.
That's right. Cass was able to provide us with some updates at the end of her story, so we're going to listen to those now. You know, you do a lot of firsts, right? Mm-hmm. You put yourself out there to try to be the first to accomplish a lot of things. Are you ever intimidated? And what do you do about that?
I work even harder. I play, listen to music, and then don't let anybody intimidate me. Mm. And then I just show that even with a disability, if another person does not have a disability, that people with disabilities can do anything. And I know, like, also, like, I was put on this earth, like, from God, like, to help people. I know, like, what my calling is for.
That must give you a feeling of real confidence then, if you feel really certain about kind of what your role is.
Yes.
So it sounds to me from your story that it's also really important for you to fight for women's rights.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
I have always thought we needed to fight for women's rights because I've been told that I don't belong, like how I've said in this story, in men's sports. So, but then like I've always come from like a strong family background, like with women, with my mom and then with my grandma as well. So
you've got some good strong role models.
Yeah, like I never like got to meet my grandma, but I know like from like what I hear from my mom that she was strong.
Wonderful. So. And so how do you, you know, maintain that confidence when you are met with someone who says something like you don't belong here?
I show my advocacy, because like of me, of course, like having advocacy backgrounds, showing that I can do anything, because I've been told throughout my years on this planet that I can't do anything like in certain sports. Like I was told with my figure skating when I was in, I don't belong in regular figure skating. I gotta go to the Special Olympics when I'm like, I do belong. And then I end up going, bringing home medals for that, getting to meet famous people,
mm-hmm.
and then be on the news and all that stuff.
Sure. So it sounds like you've been met a lot of times in your life with you don't belong here, and your response is always like, yeah, I do.
Yes.
So you mentioned at the end of your story that you're the first woman with a disability from Lucas County to ever be part of the Ohio DD Council.
Correct.
Can you say a little bit more about why that is important and what the DD Council does?
The DD Council, we talk about policies and procedures and then like grants, different committees. And then with me, like, I am honored and humbled at the same time to be on it, because, like, I've been advocating for people with disabilities for over 24 and a half years now. So, and, like, since I was 5 and now I'm 29.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then, like, I want to help also at the same time, like, our state and our county at the same time. It's like, I want to have, like, better funding for people with disabilities to find housing. And then another one, like, we're going to bring in, like, to other states. Like, I'm, like, helping, it's like the marriage law, like, take it to D.C. so people won't lose, like, our funding, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, we have an episode where we talk about the marriage penalty.
Yes.
That's a really big issue. And housing is another one that I think.
Housing, transportation, because, like, even though we've had our transportation pass here to have better transportation, there's other counties that don't have much transportation. So I want to help out on that as well.
Yeah. So kind of going from the local to the, yes, the statewide is a way to do that. So the last question that I have for you, at the end of each of our seasons, we have an episode where we ask everybody who comes in the same question, and then we share, yes, their response. So last year it was resolutions, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, the question that we're asking everybody is, what advice do you have for our audience to help them live their best lives?
Don't let people tell you that you can't do anything. Just go out and do it. Just do it. And then, like, also same with me. Like, I'm, like, always, like, I inspire people and, like, at the same time be a role model. I got so much stuff. Like, I'm so happy at this thing, this DD console as well.
Cass is such a great example of a young woman using all of her talents to build and maintain community.
Absolutely. And I can't wait to hear about what she does next. But in the end, we've got two more pieces of advice for you. The first one coming from Jordan. And then finally, we'll close with Sarah.
Prove those naysayers wrong. If you hear you say, no, you can't do it, you see those snarky remarks and comments, well, get out there. Before you walk out the door, wipe your feet, let your voice be heard. Prove them wrong.
Don't judge a book by its cover. Because there's hidden talent in everyone. You just gotta find out what it is. You have to find a talent in everyone, because everyone has something that they're good at. You just have to find it. And you have to nurture the talent when you do find it. My talent is talking.
You know, I like to think my talent is talking too.
I think you do pretty good at talking, Becca.
So what are you going to do with all this new advice, Allie?
I think I'm going to focus on rising above the drama mess and focus on how I feel and not what other people are going to think.
We are so grateful to have had so many excellent contributors this season of Telling It Our Way. I really can't wait to see what's coming next. And so if you, our listeners, have any thoughts about the kinds of topics that you want to hear in season 3, we want to hear from you. And if you want to be a storyteller, reach out to us. You can always go to wgte.org/ourway to learn how to get in contact with us. And before we end, I want to give one more big thanks to all our contributors this season, to our associate producer, Connor Smenner, our intern, Ava Gottschalk, and our Telling It Our Way advisory board members, Jorita Fox, Quinn Thomas, and Gavin Daly.
And special thanks, as always, to WGTE and our producer, Chris Pfeiffer.
To access transcripts for the show and any other show notes, please visit wgte.org/ourway.
I'm Allie Day.
And I'm Becca Monteleone. And you've been listening to Telling It Our Way.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.